morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. Next week, Alabama residents will go to the polls to vote on a referendum state leaders say is vital to the financial health of the state. The vote would authorize moving $437 million from the Alabama Trust Fund to shore up the state's general fund budget. Supporters say without the transfer, state services like child protection, prisons, and Medicaid will be hurt. Here's Kevin Ball. He administers a rehabilitation and health care center in Birmingham's West End, where about two-thirds of residents are on Medicaid. He says if the referendum fails, it would be Armageddon.
Reduction of service, reduction of staff, reduction of the care that can be provided, the quality.
Opponents say the state should learn to live within its means and not dip into the trust fund. Joining us to sort through this and other regional news is Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So Armageddon or fiscal responsibility, which one is it on the September 18th referendum?
Well, fiscal irresponsibility definitely got us here. The legislature didn't balance the budget, as was its job. But at this point, if it doesn't pass, there will be blood, particularly. And those who can afford it the least will bleed the most.
What kind of cuts are we talking about? How significant?
Large cuts in you know, prisons. We already have issues with courts. We've already sold out our courts in a lot of areas. Medicaid will be huge. Children's services probably is one of the most alarming things. Mental health care, you name it, it's going to bleed.
What kind of debate have you seen publicly around this? Where do you think the public lies on it?
Well, you know, there's an awful lot of sentiment out there now against it. And, you know, it's compounded by the fact that we learned yesterday that that Governor Bentley and the Republican leadership has, you know, decided to hold. We knew they decided to hold this election when nothing else was going to be this referendum, when nothing else was going to be voted on for a political edge. Of course, that now costs $3 million, leading those. Interestingly, the political edge is against the more conservative elements of the party. So so after, you know, the sentiment just intensifies that it's a waste of money.
I want to back you up a minute because you said that they specifically chose to hold it at a time when nothing else was going on, which would presumably then drive down voter turnout and a lot of folks wouldn't come out to vote on it.
Right.
And what's the gain there? Because they've said that they're in favor of it. A lot of forces have come out in favor of it, and certainly not a whole lot publicly against it.
Right. The theory is, in any vote like this, is that those who are most motivated to vote, who see the benefit of this referendum, will come out to vote. And generally speaking, the more people you get involved in a general election would be more likely not to support it.
Got it. So taking out your crystal ball, what do you think it's going to look like?
You know, I think probably their tactic will pay off and it will pass, but barely. If it's high turnout, it will go down.
So no crystal ball can help predict what happens with Birmingham School Board these days. The latest kerfluffle has to do with residency, where people live. What's going on there?
Well, of course, it came out in court not long ago that Edward Maddox, the president of the board, has claimed a homestead exemption in Trustville for quite some time. He claims to live in a place in Woodlawn with a roommate he can't remember. But, you know, the issue has spread somewhat. Another board member lost a home in a tornado. There's one who has an address in Tuscaloosa but doesn't probably live there. One's engaged to someone in Mississippi. So there's a lot of questions swirling around the board about how much it really is involved and continues to stay involved in Birmingham.
Is it likely, do you think, that some of these board members will lose their seat over the residency issue?
I think Edward Maddox is in the most jeopardy. That's the most serious case. I mean, he does certainly maintain two homes. He has certainly claimed a homestead exemption on one outside the city. Of course, this is Birmingham where Larry Langford, for instance, maintained his home in Fairfield and an apartment downtown to be mayor of Birmingham. So, and the courts upheld that. So it will remain. The district attorney will have something to say about that, and in the courts.
School board member Emmanuel Ford doesn't seem to have a problem with residency, but he does have a problem with a threatened investigation that the agency that accredits school districts says it's going to do. Birmingham School District already under state control. What's the deal with this new investigation with Advance Ed, the accrediting arm of the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools?
The accreditation agency basically says they micromanage, that they fight, that they, you know, really the same issues that brought the state in.
Right. So they've said you need to respond to our concerns by October 1st or what?
Or you could conceivably lose accreditation, which would jeopardize scholarships, college applications, money for pre-K, all sorts of.
So if you're a Birmingham City School student and you're applying for college and suddenly your district is no longer accredited, you might not get in.
Armageddon all over again.
Armageddon all over. Okay, really quickly, one thing that you brought to light in your column this week, the amount of money Birmingham spends on federal lobbyists. Wow.
Wow. They just approved some more yesterday, so it'll be $1.3 million since 2009.
More than Philadelphia, Dallas, Charlotte, Miami, New Orleans, Atlanta. That's just a partial list. It goes on and on. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And John appears here on WBHM's Morning Edition each Thursday.